wait to hear what the Lord's going to speak through her. So please, let's give her a wonderful welcome and thank you.
Are we still good morning? Yes, good morning. Wasn't sure what time. It always seems to fly by. Marcy gave you a good synopsis of me. But to tell you a little bit, for those of you who have come to know me more once I have returned from Romania, don't have quite the clue of who I used to be. And so it's quite a miracle, for one, that I would be standing here at this very moment and even looking any of you in the face. I was a very painfully shy child. I was on my mom's leg as a child and as an adult, not literally, but figuratively, about the same. Everything scared me. My own shadow scared me. I mean, it was amazingly pitiful, honestly. I wouldn't ask for ketchup at McDonald's. I would send my brother. I mean, it was just that bad. That's just who I used to be. And if he'd finally go, forget it, get it yourself, that's okay. I don't need it. That's just who I was. I would rather go without than go up and ask for anything myself. And I'm fine with leading or the busy work and all the organizing and all that, because that was always in the background, behind the scenes kind of a thing. And it's actually funny that the title is Be Still, because that's something that God is really teaching me, is to be still in Him. When I was about 9 or 10, Master Potter Ministries came to our church, and a word was spoken over me at that time that I would be greatly used by God. And honestly, it terrified me. I thought, no way, I would have to speak to people. You know, you can't be used by God and be in a corner somewhere. It just doesn't happen that way. And I was scared to death of that. And I actually cried and cried and cried. But that was God at that time pouring out His love upon me and just loving me, loving me, loving me, knowing that one day that was going to happen. But at that time, way over my head, I thought, never, no way. That was obviously for somebody else. I attended my first ladies' retreat about my sophomore year of high school, and during the afterglow, a word was spoken over me again that I was going to become a woman of prayer. And that time also, I don't think so, Lord, that's not for me. That must be for somebody else. There's a little mistake. I stepped in. Someone else was supposed to walk forward at this time. But I had no idea how much I would become that woman of prayer, how much I have needed to be on my knees, on my face before Him, just sitting and just waiting for Him to just love on me, because there were so many things throughout our life in ministry in Romania, just in ministry in general, that I needed God's love to be able to pour out upon others. And Shane and I began in ministry right away when we were married, and that was freaky for me too, because I was still that shy girl, and oh, it was horrible meeting new people. I mean, I love people, and I don't mind. You approach me, I would talk to anybody if they came up to me and started the conversation. Me going out, reaching out, and starting a conversation, no way, no way. I would much rather turn and run and go hide in a corner. I'm like the little wallflower. Well, I was, not now, but I used to be. And so ministry was a huge, huge stretch for me. And it was a time to completely be still. Go, okay, God, I need to feel you. I really need to feel you. I need your presence. I need your love. I need your peace. I need everything that you have. I need all of it. Just bring it all to me, please. Because it scared me. I hated being away from my family. It was in Northern California. I hated being that far away. In fact, when Shane first told me before we were married that that's what God was going to do, He was going to take us there, I said no. And he's like, oh. But instead of freaking out and lecturing me, He let God's love work in my heart and change me to say, I'll go wherever God calls us. Little did I know that that meant all these years later He was going to take me to Romania. So here I freaked out and cried all the time in Northern California, still in the same country, and then He took me to Romania. And that is where the truly biggest stretch of my life occurred, because God took me to a place that I had to step up and do many things because there was nobody else. And God has shown me many times that He had to take me out of my comfort zone, prayerfully for you, you don't have to go that far to get out of your comfort zone, but he had to take me away from everything. There could be nothing I could use for a crutch. I could only rely upon him, and I could only sit at his feet. It was by being in his presence, seeking him all the time, that I was able to do the things that he called me to do. And I taught a ladies' study. When he first called me to do that, I said, you're funny, someone else is supposed to do that, not me. I've never done that before. He did call me to lead worship for a time at a home study that we had. I'd never done that before either, so I had to teach myself some songs. Then I ended up teaching Sunday school. I don't teach Sunday school. I lead Sunday school. I get Patty and all of you other people to teach the kids. I don't teach. I plan it and say, okay, there's you and you and you. That's the part I do. I don't do the other part. But God had me do that. And even in Romanian, I was teaching these kids in Romanian. I taught myself some songs and Romanian on the guitar for them. All of these things God enabled me to do. But I had to completely trust him. I had to be still, and I had to listen to his voice. And you know, it's not always easy to be still and listen to his voice in a very chaotic world. And we do live in a very, very crazy world. And Romania for me was even crazier. It's quite a wild place over there. So very, very busy, lots and lots of people, lots and lots of vehicles, and it's just a moving place. And but I had to stop. Many times, there are times I just break down and cry. I had to call my mom at 3 o'clock in the morning one time. I thought, this is it, I've had it, I can't do anymore. And she's like, just call your mom. It's 3 a.m, honey, just call your mom. Okay, so I just did and let it all out, and it was good. God picked me back up and said, you know what, I still love you. You can still do this. And I just trusted him. His love is amazing. And nobody can love us like he does. No one can wrap their arms around us and make us feel as secure as he does. And I learned that through the years that I was in Romania. Because there was nobody else. And there were times that my husband and I felt so alone. And there are some of the best times of my life as well. But there were times that were very difficult, very, very difficult. And it was then that God would say, hey, just come here, sit on my lap. Let's just take a minute. And I would stop and go, okay. And just let him love on me. And that's not easy to do, especially for those of you who have seen me on Sunday mornings and I run the hallway, back and forth. I don't sit much. I don't slow down very well. I'm a busy, busy mover. That's just me. I have fast pace. That's just how I am. And that's how I pretty much have always been. And so God really has to put the brakes on for me to make me stop and go, whoa, hold up, come back here. And it's been such a sweet, sweet blessed time, but without his love showered upon me, there's no way I could have done the things that I did. And when he loves you and you feel his love, you feel like, okay, you know what? I can do this. And not because, you know, you now you're filled with pride and not I've got it together, but it's like, okay, you know what? He loves me. He trusts me. He thinks I can do this. And then next thing you know, you step out and you do it. And it's amazing. It's amazing to see what God can do with each and every one of us. And he has amazed me a bazillion times with his love and his presence and his promises. And he's given me many promises to hold on to. As probably everyone in this room knows, of our adoption with Brennan. Took forever. The longest adoption I've heard of in my life. I'm sure there's worse, but. And it was a constant time just going, okay, God, I know you love me, and I know you won't give me more than I can handle, and I'm just going to keep pressing forward. And he gave me his peace day in and day out for this long, overwhelming process. And he gave me the promise of Psalm 20, which I will not read, but I encourage you to read at some point. It's a promise he gave me to hold on to. When We were told that find a way to adopt or we're taking Brennan from you in 2 months. And that, praise God, I didn't hear it at the meeting, Shane. God like kind of, oh, la, 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 in my ears until I got home and Shane could actually tell me that, because I think I might have flipped out in the office and would have been a really horrible witness. And I would not want to do that. But it was a life of faith, for sure. And not that that life has stopped. We still live by faith. But that was where I truly, truly learned to live by faith, to just trust my Savior. He knows me. He knows me better than anybody. And he is the one pushing forward, going, you can do this, you can do this. And he allowed me to time and time again. And I encourage you also to read Psalm 139 at some point. Most of the verses you already know in that chapter, but it's all about how intimately our Savior knows us. And God would show me that again and again. I know you. I love you. I made you. And I made you for whatever I call you to, no matter if you think you can do it or not. I'll equip you. I'll give you the ability to do it. And I was blessed so many times with just the times of serving the people there. And what a sweet blessing. I mean, because we were blessing them. But by them being so blessed, we were being blessed. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we're still connected with them, and we will be forever. I love the sweet ladies that I minister to there at the ladies' study time each week. It was a blessed, wonderful time together, and we'll be connected forever. And that's something that the Lord has done, because it's his love that will knit our hearts all together. His love poured into us is what we can pour out into others. We don't have the love that he has, but his love will help us to love like he does. And he taught me that, because I was in a place where I had to reach out. I had to love on others and go up and, hi, I'm Randy, what's your name? And, you know, I couldn't wait for Shane to run around and introduce me to everybody in Romania. And, you know, there was the language barrier and all of these things, but it was amazing, absolutely amazing. And God just took me right out of that shell. He just scooped me right out of it and said, this is who you are now. This is who I meant for you to be. And that is when, through all of this, that I could see those words spoken over me coming to pass. He did use me in a ministry there, and he continues to use me today. I know that, and I'm thankful for that. He uses me in spite of me, and I'm so very grateful. And, you know, there's times we're fearful, obviously. There's some things when we're called to, and we may want to just turn and run. I wanted to so many times, but I gave you one last passage, Psalm 34, to read later. Just if you're fearful or discouraged, look up Psalm 34 and let the Lord just minister to you. Minister to my heart many times. We just need to be quiet before him, and he showed me what being quiet was about. And it was there that I learned to be quiet, because I tend to either ramble or run or whatever, but he taught me just to be quiet, be still, rest in his presence, rest in his promises, and then lastly, as we're learning, to rest in his love. And his love can fill us like nothing else can. And we can be fulfilled in that, knowing that the creator of this universe loves us intimately. He wants to be with us daily, talking to us, spending time with us. He desires that. It's not just like, oh, yeah, that's my kid. I need to spend time with him because you're supposed to. But he wants to. And what a privilege for us that really is. And that's one of the things that he showed me is the privilege of his love and his care. I'm privileged to have all of that. And that's my treasure. Nothing in this world. I mean, sure, things are fun. But it's his love and his joy and his peace, his promises, those things are the things that I have learned to truly, truly treasure. He chastised me many times in Romania because of the fearful person that I was. But I'm thankful. In the times of of the chastising and the trials, sure, it's hard to face. And I'm not going to lie and say, oh, and it was so much fun. I just had that joy they talk about, because no, I didn't, at least not for the first day. But then I learned when God said, whoa, hang on. Just like when he gave me Psalm 20, when I heard that Brennan could be taken away, that could have literally destroyed me. Because my mind automatically started to go, as we do as people, I started seeing the whole vision of them coming and them taking him and him just crying and screaming, me crying, and it just, like, I could feel the tears, I could just feel every emotion ready to burst from my body, and then God said, don't go there, don't do it. He's like, I have something better for you. Just go in and go sit. And I was like, okay, and I did, and I went and I sat on my bed and I just prayed. And God gave me Psalm 20. Little did I know that I was going to be hanging on to that for about another year and a half, but it got me through because of God's love and him just speaking to me and not letting me run down that crazy street that would have destroyed me. He kept me from that and instead just said, come here, let me just hold you, and then gave me that word. And he'll do that for all of you. He can do it for me. He can definitely do it for you. And one thing, and there's a quote, and I don't remember where the quote came from. I always like to, so it's not mine, so I'm not claiming it, but I just don't remember where it came from. But I just really, really like it, and it's spoken to my heart many times, and it says, let's seek to be consumed with him, to love him supremely, to follow him fully, to fill our hearts and minds, souls and spirits with his holy word. We never want people's eyes to be on us. We always want to help turn their eyes upward to our Heavenly Father. And this is my continued heart's prayer. I pray that we can all feel his love today. And I just thank you for letting me share and babble along about me and all the things that God has done. But it's always a blessing for me to say it again, because then it just reminds me again on how good he is, how wonderful he is, and how much he loves me. And I hope that you guys feel loved and treasured by him too. So thank you.